Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 19th. You'll be interested to know, 143 years ago, today, in 1881, Kansas became the first U.S. state to include the prohibition of alcoholic beverages in its state constitution, marking a significant moment in the temperance movement and setting a precedent for future legislation regarding alcohol regulation in the country. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet through the morning, with a slight increase to 3+ feet by 7 a.m. Winds shift onshore by 9 a.m., picking up to 5 to 10 mile per hour, making conditions choppy into the afternoon. Expect 2 to 3 foot sets as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 2 foot outgoing low tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1.5 foot at 8:15 a.m., with a 2 foot high tide at 2. The near shore buoy at Beacons reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will feature steady wave heights around 2 to 3 feet, with a slight uptick to 3 to 4 feet by Saturday afternoon. Mornings will be clean with light offshore winds, transitioning to semi-choppy conditions in the afternoons as winds shift to onshore. Expect the best surf early, with Saturday offering occasional chest-high sets amidst the afternoon chop. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 52 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog in the afternoon, but it should give way to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 60 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog early, turning mostly cloudy, with a low around 50. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through the weekend, with highs in the low to mid-60s. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the low to mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria announced $5.3 million in budget cuts, including the immediate elimination of 31 City Hall executive positions to tackle a deficit of $252 million. In a recent conference, Gloria stated he will assume the role of city manager, with the executive team reporting directly to him. Notably, the chief operating officer position held by Eric Dargan since 2022 was cut. Gloria emphasized the need for tough decisions, as nearly half of the eliminated roles were vacant. He aims to prioritize public safety, homelessness, housing, and infrastructure, while indicating that more cuts are expected before the final budget is approved in June. Now on to sports. Spring training is heating up as Bryce Harper returned to camp after a brief illness, impressing with a home run on his first swing in live batting practice. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to experience their first look at robot umpires during these spring training games, with an automated ball strike system available for 27 of their 31 exhibitions. Manager Rob Thompson expressed his approval of the system, stating, "I really did," and emphasized the strategic element involved. Players can challenge pitches by tapping their hats, but must do so immediately. Thompson encourages players competing for positions to use this technology freely. And don't forget, tomorrow night for the Four Nations Face-Off Championship, Team Canada takes on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN. In local sports, the Boston Red Sox recently signed superstar third baseman Alex Bregman, stirring unexpected drama instead of celebration. Bregman's arrival likely shifts Raffy Devers to the designated hitter role, a move Devers firmly opposes, insisting he is the team's third baseman. Such strong statements from 25-year-old Tristan Casas could prompt the Red Sox front office to consider trading him, potentially opening the door for a deal with the Padres for ace Dylan Cease. If the Red Sox act on these comments, they may offer a package including talented hitters and prospects to secure Cease's services. Tonight, the Lakers are back in action, holding a 32-20 record to face the Charlotte Hornets at Crypto.com Arena. With LeBron James listed as day-to-day, the Lakers aim to build on their last win against the Hornets. Charlotte, 13-49, struggles with a 5-game losing streak. The Lakers are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, a trial involving Merck's human papillomavirus vaccine, Gardasil, has been adjourned mid-trial, with a new jury set to reconvene in September. The case has connections to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., who previously organized litigation against Merck. While Kennedy has not participated in the trial since his confirmation, he expressed intentions to divest his financial interests in related cases. The lawsuit claims Gardasil caused severe injuries, which Merck denies, citing extensive scientific evidence supporting the vaccine's safety and efficacy. In business news, Bumble has reported a revenue decline of 4.4%, totaling $261 million, which just surpassed analysts' expectations. Despite an increase in total paying users to 4.2 million, average revenue per user fell to $20.58. The company posted operating earnings of $37 million compared to an operating loss of $6.9 million the previous year. Bumble also announced plans to discontinue its other apps by the first half of 2025. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just over $95,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 4% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Chase Bank is set to enhance its monitoring of Zelle payments, specifically those linked to social media transactions, starting March 23rd. The updated policy may result in the bank declining or blocking payments from social media marketplaces or messaging apps to combat scams. Chase will also request additional information when adding payment recipients, such as the purpose of the transaction. A spokesperson noted that Zelle is designed for sending money to others you know and trust, not for buying things on social media. This shift comes after a lawsuit by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, highlighting concerns over consumer fraud. And in entertainment news, the third season of The White Lotus has made a spectacular debut, attracting 2.4 million viewers on its opening night, which marks a remarkable 57% increase from the previous season's premiere. This figure, which includes the on-air airing and streaming on Max, surged to 4.6 million viewers within 36 hours, doubling the audience of season 2's first episode. Set in Thailand, this season follows a new group of privileged guests and a murder mystery at the resort. The cast features notable names like Leslie Bibb, Carrie Coon, and Michelle Monaghan, among others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor and producer, John Travolta. And he said, "I don't believe in regrets. I believe your future is in your tomorrows." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.